The Soul of Prayer. Jalaluddin was asked, is there any way to God nearer than the ritual prayer? No, he replied. But prayer does not consist in forms alone. Formal prayer has a beginning and an end. Like all forms and bodies and everything that partakes of speech and sound. But the soul is unconditioned and infinite. It has neither beginning nor end. The prophets have shown the true nature of prayer. Prayer is the drowning and unconsciousness of the soul, so that all these forms remain without. At that time, there is no room even for Gabriel, who is pure spirit. One may say that the man who prays in this fashion is exempt from all religious obligations, since he is deprived of his reason. Absorption in the divine unity is the soul of prayer. The soul of prayer, Fihi Ma Fihi 15. Sufis often describe the noting of self-consciousness Fana'u sifat, which results from intense concentration of every faculty on God in the performance of the ritual prayer, Salat. The Prophet is said to have declared that no Salat is complete without the inward presence of God. To him, every salat has a new ascension, mirage, in which he left even Gabriel behind. See Kashfal Mahajib, page 302.